consistent.
How do we always get to this point and we're never with a topic?
Where we're like...
We're like, okay, yeah, we're going to record. This morning, you sounded like a nagging, like if you were fighting with your wife and I got in trouble for it. That's what it sounded like this morning.
I was like, wake up! What are you doing? Sleeping in. Meanwhile, it's like 6:30.
And then we get here all the time, religiously. We get here and you're like, well, what are we going to talk about? What do you mean?
I don't have anything.
What the fuck do you mean you don't have anything?
But you were telling me about... Wait, I don't want to talk about...
The science thing?
Yeah, I want to know.
Well, I mean, I feel like, should we leave that for Mike? Because, you know...
We could revisit it.
We could revisit it. So I was listening to the episode with Joe Rogan.
And Duncan Trussell.
And Duncan Trussell.
You know he has a Netflix show.
Nigga, my son put me onto it. Yeah. And when he was putting on to me, I looked it up and I'm like... Nigga, I watched this. And my ADHD doesn't allow me to listen to what he's talking about because the shit that you see
is out of control.
Is another story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm making up my own, like, oh, this nigga talking about welfare or some shit. Like, what the fuck? So, I was listening to the episode with Dundee Trussell at the end of it. The latter, spoiler alert for yo ass.
I normally don't listen to when he talks to comedians.
No, I feel like that's when he's the best.
I listen to when he talks to scientists. I think that's almost the only ones I listen to.
Oh no, then
I'm, so I'll only listen to him like once a week.
I'm sure that Dundee Trussell is not the first one to come up with this theory, this idea.
Okay,
but all right. Because I'm doing high school fucking science with my son, because this nigga needs accountability. We were talking about stars and black holes, and I got a headache, and I was like, this is why I quit high school. And I'm thinking to myself, he goes over, and then, oh, I forget to do that shit. I gotta finger me timber. This guy goes, and he talks about how, you know, he thinks that, and again, not his original idea, I'm sure, but the earth is round. The earth is round.
Okay.
But the reason the earth formed the way it was is because it's actually a mini star within a Dyson sphere.
The middle of the earth.
The middle of the earth.
Is a small star.
Is a small, I think we could call them a dwarf star.
And then the core, I mean the...
See, this, if we had the science lady, shout out to the science lady, where you at? Where you at? So many questions. So I think it's a dwarf star. Those are the little babiest ones. Like
the guess is yes.
My nigga, they're like the size of like a country.
So that's the
like
core. Little,
that's the core.
And then there's space from the core to the crust. It's all empty. And the crust is the Dyson sphere.
Is a Dyson sphere.
So inside, under the Dyson sphere, between the star and the Dyson sphere wall, there's what? Civilization?
Maybe.
Reptilians.
Maybe the lizard people are down there.
And then we live on the surface like cockroaches on the outside of the ship.
And we live like exactly. And the mothership that they're talking about that's in space, those are the gray aliens with the big heads.
Okay.
They're the niggas out. They're the ones that can... I think both aliens can travel between stars. But, you know, one got here a lot earlier and the other one is like trying to get in.
So wait.
And we're just the middle. We're just the idiots in the middle. I also think that the people that are in... I say people now. The people that are inside the Dyson sphere are us.
In the future?
In the past.
Or it's
way
just...
more advanced.
And we are the ancestors of people that just happened to get out, and now we live like cavemen over here. Okay, it's interesting. But
no, so we lived in both the in and the outside.
The problem is
that the niggas that were outside, because of natural, just like the dinosaurs got wiped out, nigga, there was a reset period for us too. That shit affected us too. We were around when the dinosaurs were around. We just got hit. We just survived, but we. Because imagine if a nuclear war happened right now. Okay. A nuclear war. The buttons got hit. Bang, bang, bang. Do you know how to make a TV?
No.
Done. Technology is gone.
Yeah. That's what I was telling Mike before. I don't know if you've had the conversation. Yeah. I was like, yo, if we go back in time, what are you going to offer them? Nothing. You have nothing to offer them.
Exactly. So.
And that's what I was saying. I would be just a storyteller.
That big ass creator that people don't know where the fuck it came from and when it happened, that shit was the end of the dinosaurs and a reset of us. And because we had forgotten, and the niggas, the original, the other humans inside, they were like, oh shit, right now the earth is not habitable up there. We're going to stay up here.
Here for longer.
And those people up there forgot the technology, forgot how to because they didn't pass that information along. It was utopia. You know how they talk about Atlantis? You know what I mean? That's the reference of Atlantis. So there are niggas inside in the middle that survived the original, and they're like, and they're just watching us while
they're
out.
Living Star Trek in a jail cell.
Not really. They're watching from a bubble. Like, yo, these guys are fucking. Look at us resetting ourselves.
You think they have access to our internet and they're just watching?
Hell yeah,
they're watching everything.
Like, right? Yo, put that on.
That's so good. Put the novella on.
The basement is talking about us. Put them on.
They found out.
Yeah.
Well, my only thought is the dwarf star has so much gravity. I don't think it's.
What do you think is holding all this shit together?
No, the dwarf star has a massive amount of gravity. Yeah. As much as like the sun. So if it was in the middle of Earth, we would feel it on the surface.
First of all, the idea of a Dyson sphere is wildin'. That's number one. That's like.
It's possible.
That's what I'm saying. Ooh. So you contain the gravity too.
Inside the Dyson sphere.
Right. You invert it. So the people, the humans, they're living in the. Inside of the wall.
On the curve. Their curve goes up.
Like the halo in Halo?
Yeah.
They live on the curve. Mm-hmm. On the outside of the sphere. And the gravity is pushing out. Inverted. But if they were to fly like to the center, they would then even get to a point of no return and get sucked in.
Yeah. Okay. It sounds crazy.
It's insane. And the reason.
My question is always scientific. Like, all right. The dwarf star has a lot of gravity. It's gonna pull. How would they reverse that?
It has to do with.
But the gravity will go beyond the Dyson sphere. It will go out into
the
space.
The theory, first of all, when you accepted the idea of a Dyson sphere.
Yes.
If you accept that, then that Dyson sphere has to withstand the gravity of that sun. Period.
Yeah, but there's a planet to do it. So there's a space where we can do it.
What do you mean a space? There's like a distance.
Not just it doesn't. You go any difference distance. I think, but within that distance, there has to be a
space between the sun and the walls.
No, there's an equal point between the mass of an object and the speed. You got to find that sweet spot where it doesn't sink in.
Absolutely, the same thing with gravity. Because then what would happen?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Just gravity. Yeah,
it would just envelop the. It would just suck up the Dyson sphere.
That's how we do orbits. There's a sweet spot of speed and mass.
It's that sweet spot that there's zero gravity.
But if there's a dwarf star in the middle, there is no speed because it's just constantly there.
That we know of.
So you think it rotates? Like I don't understand. Like you know what I'm saying? Like there's no unless the Earth spins. No, but even then it's still one object.
Think about the mass of the Earth outside resting on the outside of the Dyson sphere as a counterweight.
It's holding it from collapsing, you're saying.
It's holding it from coming out because it wants to just expand out, and that's why things fall at a perfect. Is it possible? I don't fucking know, but
anything's possible.
I think it's definitely something that's like.
But also, I think that they'd be 100% after generations. There'd be rebels. They'd be like, I gotta get out of here.
Why to fuck around with the people who turn into
people do it
cavemen
here
again?
People do it here in America, in the world we have up here. Right?
If Trump becomes president, I'm leaving. Those niggas?
Yeah, there's cults. There's religions that are like, there's, you know. Remember those niggas that killed themselves and put a blanket over them because there was a comet coming over?
The niggas that killed themselves because what?
Because there was a comet coming. And it was going to fly over Earth. And they made a whole religion saying that they're going to come and they're going to, when you die at that time, the comet takes your spirit into heaven. Remember that?
No, nigga, but you think they're on that comet?
Maybe. We don't know. They're still alive, so we don't know. What are they called, yo?
You can look it up on the phone and send it to the chat.
Yeah. So, but if there's people like that up here, why wouldn't they people like that down there where they do crazy stuff too? Where they're like, maybe like a terrorist organization. Like, we got to get out there. We got their TikTok and we're watching. We got to go out there. We got to show them. They're killing each other still. We got to enlighten them.
You see, with the Dyson Sphere being the core of our planet, it doesn't have to...
It's called Heaven's Gate.
It doesn't have to be something that's... It doesn't have to be something like... You know, when you compare it to the theory of flat Earth, the Dyson Sphere makes a lot more sense. It keeps the world a sphere. You avoid the whole flatness.
Yeah, I can see it making more sense.
It makes way more sense. But, Jesus, we're talking about something that's...
See, my whole thing with the flat... One of the biggest things that destroy the flat Earth for me is, how does the sun stay up there? How does the moon stay up in the sky?
Give me something that explains... Yeah. To a GED nigga like us,
yeah,
that says, oh, okay, like I just did. I was like, the mass of the Earth is the counterweight to the gravity, exactly, and ta-ta-ta-ta. Yeah.
And or and the sweet Earth, spot... They don't have a thing for that. There's like, oh, it just does. It's, you know, it's part of the sky. Like,
maybe,
what does that mean?
Maybe. So a dwarf star is still big. I think they say they could be as big as a freaking, like, Brooklyn or some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but I'm talking about, you know, a micro star.
Oh, like a little tiny little.
A little.
But that has enough light, you think?
A mic, first of all. I can imagine just a fucking.
It would have to have heat, too, because they got to stay warm.
Oh, no, it's micro, like the size of a fucking... But it's powerful. It's a sun.
That sounds crazy.
That sounds insane. And
it then sounds the like idea, a book. It sounds like you could write into
it. It sounds like an episode of Star Trek, but...
Yes.
It also sounds like some great conspiracy theory, but it just requires too much to be like... So you mean to tell me... Or maybe we originated from there, and then as the Earth started, you know, becoming more... fruitful, and we had dinosaurs, and we were like, yeah, we fucking around here, you know what I mean? We don't need to go to the center. That's where we get all the center is powering this whole entire planet. We're gonna, you know, now start eating from the fruits of our labor. Boom, comet.
And whoever was down there was like, all right, let's live there. Maybe they're the cavemen down there.
Oh my gosh.
So they were advanced when they built it, and they, after it was done, they were like, okay, we live out here now, everybody come up here. And then when the comet came and wiped everybody out, all the survivors went down there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And now they're living like cavemen, and we're actually the advanced ones.
That actually, it just fits so well. We can play with it so much more when we're, you know, when it's not a flat Earth. See, this is why we could revisit it with Mike, because, you know, of course you know what he's going to say. He's going to be like, this is blasphemy to the flat earthers. Yeah. What are you trying to do to us now?
He's waving.
He's waving? You think we get him? Because he's leaving his 30s.
I think... He's seeing the inconsistencies more.
You know what it is? It's exactly what you said. Nothing new has been learned. So there's nothing... There's no new weight to counter the argument for him. There's nothing... There's no new substance for him to argue with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, we're constantly discovering something new. But with him, it's like...
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. Or like, you'll remember that experiment? Well, what about... It's like the same thing. Yeah, like, give me thing, something new. You're never going to have anything.
It's an echo chamber. It's just constantly
the same thing. It's like, bro, you got to come up with a better argument because you're weak right now, son. You're definitely weak. So, yeah, that's my... I think I'm going to hold on to the Dyson Sphere. It explains a lot.
You got to change the camera.
You want to do the camera? Because I got to act like I'm not doing the camera. When I'm watching Rosanna Scotto on the news, I can see her looking at the weather bitch on the side. Like, she's talking over there. And then, because I follow them on Instagram, I didn't know this, but these bitches be on their phone half the day. So the minute the camera goes off, they're like...
Yeah.
And they're talking to each other.
You can see it right before they go to commercial. You can see it happen. Everybody goes, they put their head down.
One of them was live streaming on the Instagram account. And I'm like watching. I'm like, yo, these girls are going in, chilling. What a sweet.
Yeah, sweet job, yeah.
Job, yo. To be able to just go in and.
And there's some jobs that you can't do that. You'll get in trouble. But they can do it.
You can't even have your phone near you.
No. Like if you're a nurse and you do a TikTok dance in the bathroom, they're like, oh, there's people dying. and you're dancing, that's what happens.
There's people dying and you're dancing.
Meanwhile, they're like, I'm on my break. I can do whatever the hell I want. I'm a person too, you know.
That's so true.
That's the truth.
That's why break rooms need to be separate from the workplace.
Like, bro, there was a, you ever seen the video of them doing a dance? They put the music on while they're doing an operation. The doctor stops. He does do 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 do, and they keep going.
Oh no!
See, so it's like, oh no, but it's also like, if the mechanic did that, would you complain?
Right. If your chef does that, would you complain?
Yeah, because you know, like, oh, they're professionals. They know what they're doing. They know what they could get away with. And to them, they're like, you know, the medicine.
If your lawyer did it, you would be pissed too, though.
In the courtroom. The judge would be pissed. I'll just watch. Like, oh my god.
Not even. Like, okay, that's funny, but he probably wouldn't do it then. But like, you're telling him, you know, my abuelita, she went down the stairs, she fractured both her legs, and she died a week later. And then it's like, we're going to sue her and start
dancing. Well, if he started dancing, talking about he's going to sue me, I'm like, oh, this must be a good sign. He's going to make me some money.
I would get paid, bitches. Yeah. Let's go. Ay, ay, ay. Yeah, I guess certain professions, you expect a demeanor. Yeah. This goes to the whole point of the basement. I mean, not the basement. The role of the president and our elected officials. It's like, I don't give a shit if he got drunk in high school.
I don't care either, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, actually, if you were in... I expect you...
to be wilding to fuck
do
out.
Something when you were a kid. I expect you to be a drunk... You know what I'm saying?
There's Ocasio-Cortez is, with Senate party house leader or whatever, who was being accused and admitted to going to like a high school party or some shit like that, or a frat party, and inappropriately touching some females. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he apologized for conduct when, you know, he was under the
influence. He touched them or he just talked to them?
So either ways, he admitted to inappropriateness. It was talking?
I heard he was just saying something like...
Hey, and they're pulling support off of him?
Come to my house, you know what I'm saying? But that's what you're supposed to do at those parties. You're supposed to get drunk.
You're trying to get
laid. Try to
get
laid. That's what you're supposed to
that's
do.
That's the whole goal of it.
So it's like, oh, I apologize for doing what everybody else is doing there.
So some politicians are saying that that happened outside of his time serving office when he was
a
young person. So it's like, but she also made the argument of like,
what does that mean?
Ethically.
Well, yeah, I mean, if he does it, if he continues to do it, like if he has a history of it, that's one thing. You know what I'm saying? If he's been accused of sexual harassment throughout his whole life.
But if it just happened in high school one time.
Not that if not it happens one time, but like. It was not even something bad as far as I understood. It was just him getting drunk and everybody was drunk at the party and he's trying to hit on some girl and she didn't like it. You know what I'm saying? You throw a couple, you know, it's almost like when they do sales. They're like, oh, if you make 100 phone calls, you'll get one. You know what I'm saying? You get one person that'll buy.
You think he should resign?
Nah, of course not. That's dumb. Let him live.
Let him live.
It's not like he lied.
And can those people, they can't sue if it wasn't something, can they? Can they, are there charges?
I never looked into those kind of things. I don't know.
Ay, ay, ay. I would assume no. If it wasn't touching, no. But if it was, yes.
I mean, what constitutes? If he's touching your shoulder as he's talking to you, you can be like, oh, that's sexual harassment. You know what I'm saying? Like, does that count? Because, and then you watch videos on YouTube where they talk about, hey, if you want somebody to like you, you know, touch their shoulder when you talk to them. This is when you, remember when we were waiters? Remember we used to do that? Hey, what's up? How you doing? And they're like, I like this guy. Something about this guy I like. Because it's a psychology thing. You know what I'm saying? So he was doing the psychology thing that everybody talks about doing.
Mm.
So does that mean that he's wrong?
Right. He was doing...
He was doing the thing everybody's told to do.
Yeah, you go to a party, you try to get laid, you talk to the girls.
Talk to her, you want it to like you, so you're like, hey, what's up? How you doing?
Yeah, you're doing.
You touch her hand.
You know who doesn't do that? Keanu Reeves.
Yeah,
so. That nigga doesn't.
You have some videos where pictures where he's just like hovering. He doesn't like, want to touch them.
This person over here.
He's like, I ain't getting sued. In this space.
Yo.
Yeah.
And for a guy that got it like that, yeah, you know, we're talking about Nero, nigga. You know what I mean? The girl that he's dating?
I don't even know.
Ooh, que fea.
Yeah?
Oui. I'm like, come on, Bobby. You're Keanu.
Everybody has their own
taste.
So what do
you got? Everyone has their own
somebody,
juice.
Somebody likes models. Other people like crack whores.
Some people like crack whores. So people go in. Just remember, guys. Make it right. Make it safe. And if you're gonna talk to someone and be a politician in the future, think about what you're doing.
Don't play
too long. Yeah, exactly. That's where I cut it off. And make sure you have that song playing at least. You know what I mean? It definitely, just that beginning is like, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I actually want to hear the song. We're going to have to stop the podcast.
Yo, we out. Peace. That's it.
Yo, what up, everybody? If you like what you saw, please click on some of the video links on the side. And please support our channel by liking, subscribing, and leave a little comment. And maybe we'll respond back to you. And hopefully, you'll be a guest on our next episode. Disrespect, turn to God to disaffect. That's worth to Trump. Now let's inspect to interject on what the youngest spitting on, spitting for where the sacred texts are given.